You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. You've probably heard that trade disputes and tariffs implemented by the Trump administration are hurting farmers. A U.S. government program is offering $12 billion in assistance to farmers. It's also instituting a program to buy surplus milk and send it to food banks. That's led to a distribution problem and a glut of milk for food banks in much of the nation. Unlike most of the other states, the United Dairy Industry of Michigan already had a relationship with food banks around the state called Milk Means More. It's been around for 6 years. Joining us now is Courtney Freeland. She's the Nutrition Outreach Manager of Milk Means More. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us how your program works.
So we've been partnering with Michigan's food banks for a while now, and it's really positioned Michigan's food banks with us and additional partners to be ready for this milk. It's been a growing process. It started out back with a partnership between Kroger and our organization and the food banks called Pour It Forward. And this was really the first time that we were bringing fresh milk into Michigan. And since that first milk drive, it has spread. And as it's spread and grown, Michigan's food banks have been finding ways to move more milk. And that looks different for every food bank, but with the help of strong partnerships across the state, we've been doing it, and we've been doing it so well that this influx of milk was a welcome attribute for the state of Michigan and the food banks here.
How does that compare to what's happening in other states?
You know, I don't know exactly the challenges that they're facing. There are challenges, right? It's a fresh product. It has a shelf life. It has to get distributed. That means it has to go from point A to point B. And so if you haven't figured out how that works and what works best for each part of the state, that can be a challenge. And that's been something that over the last 5 years that our food banks have been really working hard with Food Bank Council of Michigan and other partner organizations to figure out, find a model, and make it happen.
I understand your distribution network is more than just delivering milk to brick-and-mortar food pantries.
It is. So one of the great ways that Michigan's food banks have found success is through mobile pantries. So most of our food banks have mobile pantries that go out into the community. Maybe it's once a month. Maybe it's more than that. And they have found that this is a really great way to get milk as part of those distributions. So I know, for instance, in the Metro Detroit area, Gleaners Community Food Bank has a refrigerated truck that visits their mobile pantries as assigned to distribute that milk, and then it moves on to the next one. And it's a really great way to move milk quickly and efficiently.
I understand the federal government and some other states are looking at Milk Means More as a model. Do you know of anybody else who's implementing it?
We are one of 18 state and regions that operate like us, working on behalf of Michigan's dairy farmers across the nation. And so we are always in conversations with our peers as to what we're doing here in Michigan. I have a phone call scheduled tomorrow with a peer down in Florida. And then on top of that, the food banks, they're working across their network. So all of Michigan's food banks belong to Feeding America. And that network, they're constantly sharing across that. So the best practices that we're putting in place here, whether that's partnering with a grocery store to do a milk drive, or whether that's leveraging resources to put coolers into food pantries, or whether that's the school mobile pantry program, we're trying to share those wherever we can to get the word out about, here's what works for us. Maybe you can take a nugget of that and make it work for you.
If you're living in some of the Southwest states, you know, there's not a large dairy industry there. Most of their milk is imported from other states. And I'm wondering, if you don't have a large dairy industry like Michigan does to set up a program like this, how would you do it?
So I think that's a lot where the partnerships come in. All these states do have strong dairy partnerships. So even if their milk is coming in, they have resources, they have groups and organizations that partner together to help them to leverage what they do have. One of the things that I've heard early on in my relationship with Food Bank Council of Michigan and all of the food banks is, you've seen one food bank, you've seen one food bank. You've seen one food pantry, you've seen one food pantry. They're all so different and unique in serving their unique communities. So all we can do is share what we've done and share the resources and tools and partners that we've brought together and the food banks have brought together, and help them to figure out how they can connect their dots.
I only have one more question. How much additional milk are we getting now for food banks and food pantries?
Yeah, so I pulled some numbers here. Since last October, Michigan food banks have moved over 79,000 cases of USDA fresh milk. That's over 350,000 gallons. And that's just the USDA milk. This doesn't include milk that food banks have been purchasing. So we have a lot of food banks who have purchase programs. And we have an additional 216,000 gallons that are coming this spring into early summer. So there's a lot of milk moving. And we have additional partnerships who are always donating milk, or this doesn't include retail rescue or any of those types of programs. This is just the milk that is coming through that USDA program and has really positioned Michigan to be able to move it to the people that need it.
Courtney Freeland is the Nutrition Outreach Manager of the United Dairy Industry of Michigan, and the program is called Milk Means More. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.